next Monday. Bill Ballinger, who we bring back every couple of years, as you know, maybe not remind the public, Bill Ballinger is writes a newsletter called Inside Michigan Politics. It's been around. It's quite authoritative and respected. Bill has had a lot of experience. He was a Republican state senator in Michigan. He was an endowed chair at Central Michigan for a while and still does this. So we bring him back, and he what's very good about him is he does his homework. He knows his numbers. And so he'll be here next Monday to talk about the election. And he does a good job, and we always schedule him way up front. So,
well, the one thing about it was last time when he was around, I had a chance to attend the dinner, and also we had him on the show here. He was a very, you would think that when you get to the level of his experience, and he's very state-focused, you know, you look at those kinds of things, he was very, very up on what's happening here in our district, in our region.
Yes. Well, that's what I like about him. He does his homework. So, and he has institutional history, but he does that. He just doesn't come in and make, you know, editorial comments. He's got data. He looks at it. He, you know, he's reminded me that the UP is now less than 50% of the first congressional district. And I knew that, but I mean, he knows that also because mm-hmm. he does his work and how our state rep districts are and state senate and things of that nature and who's going to be term limited. So he's always provides a good program for us. And it'll be Monday, the 20th at the Ramada Inn. And just a reminder, Walt, we're starting earlier. This year. We now have our social hour at 5:30 to 6:30, mm-hmm. dinner at 6:30 to 7:30, and then the program from 7:30 to 8:30 with Q&A, questions
right.
and answers. And Bill always comes to the social hour and schmoozes with the people and talks to them. And
it's certainly worth it if you are someone that's interested in the political races right now. And I know a lot of people are off and on. They've been, you know, pummeled by all the advertising of it and whatnot. But to get some good perspective, it would be worth it to come to this particular
right.
event.
Yes. And if you are interested, you can go online at www.marquetteeconomicclub.org, and you can register. You have to make a food selection and things of that nature. But we think it's going to be a good program. Bill always attracts a good crowd, and he also has something to say. And he also sometimes asks the crowd for, you know, certain, what are you thinking about mm-hmm. these things? So we're happy to have him coming back.
One key thing is if you are interested in attending this dinner, you don't have to be a member of the Econ Club. You can come as a particularly interested person.
Yes.
But if you're going to do that, you have a deadline to register.
Yes, we do. We have a deadline by this Friday. Our membership is up. It's been growing, and it's growing again. And so by Friday noon of this week, you have to get your reservation in along with your food selection, because the chefs do want to know how much of they have to have of X, Y, and Z.
And the key is, again, that it's a little bit earlier this year.
Yes. Starting at 5:30. I mean, we break tradition every so often, but we're doing that. We surveyed the membership, and they said, can we start early? And we said, sure. So we're starting at 5:30, and then we get out at 8:30 by the time we do it. Mm-hmm.